It's a big occasion for these young guys, and it's overall it's been a good year for the club at underage level. All the sides doing well, and now we have the possibility of getting into a final.
Yeah, the club's going well. All the teams have performed really, really well this year, and obviously they exceeded expectations. But in regards to the under-17s, we won the Mark Farren Cup there back, 6 weeks ago, which was a great achievement and first national title for Penhard Football Club in regards to the underage structures. And we have an opportunity tomorrow to get another final, and maybe if we have the form on the day, maybe an opportunity to get another final and maybe won the double.
Now, whilst the attendances mightn't be great at the underage games, a lot of time, effort, money has been invested at all the clubs, and we're beginning to see just how the cream is rising to the top, how the players are coming through, and a lot of young guys getting recognised at international level as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose it's... it goes down to all the hard work in regards to the schoolboy teams in the Donegal League. We're working hard with all the kids, and then obviously we give them an opportunity to play at a higher platform against better players and play in the National League, and that all bodes better for producing better players. From regards to then the management team of Van Harps with all the underage teams, you know, they're out 3 times a week. It's obviously a big commitment from everybody involved. There's also a big commitment from players and from parents for taking them up to training. And obviously the investment then from the club, they're obviously backing up the coaches and the structures and investing the money to get these kids this opportunity. And it's all going so well in regards to the underage. As you say, players are getting recognised now at international level. So we had two there called up now for the under-15s, which is a brilliant achievement for them and for their families. And it's also as a mark of the good work that's been done within the club and with the underage structures.
And this Galway side, have you played them already in the league format?
No, we haven't played Galway. We played them actually in a pre-season match down in Castlebar there around the end of February. So I suppose, like ourselves, they would have came fourth in the southern section and we would have came third in the northern section. So, listen, you get into a semi-final, you get no easy game. It's going to be a difficult match. They overcome the winners of the northern section bows in extra time and penalties last week, so it's going to be a difficult task. Obviously, they're home and we're away, but if we can bring the form that we have and performed against Bray in the quarterfinals, so we can bring that match and tempo and work rate and that performance on tomorrow, I'd be happy enough that we might come out positive to a positive result.
And the other semi-final features St. Patrick's Athletic and Shamrock Rovers. Whoever gets through, I mean, it could be quite a final.
Absolutely, yeah. And this is what it's all about. You know, it's the best against the best. And when you get to the semi-finals, you get no easy games in it. So, you know, obviously, on the other side of the draw, St. Pat's or Shamrock Rovers are waiting for the winners ourselves in Galway. And, you know, they'll obviously be hot favourites, regardless of it's Harps that won or Galway. You know, the favourites will be on the other side of the draw. But what we want to do is we want to give ourselves that opportunity to get to a final. So we've got to make sure that we perform well tomorrow and that we get a positive result and give us an opportunity to play in the National League final.
And just to stress again, if you look at the present setup compared with 10 or 20 years ago, I mean, it's light years in terms of difference. And John Delaney and the Finn Harps Academy, you know, the club is beginning to get recognised for what's been done on the ground.
Yeah, it takes time, Chris. It takes time. It takes a lot of work. And I suppose, you know, down through the years, we probably didn't have the structures and we didn't have the coaches that were good enough to bring the players on. Now we have the structures, we have the coaches, and we have the players. And so when you put the three of them together, you end up having a good cocktail. And the end result of that is then you have good players coming through and hopefully feeding into the first team. And that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, we want them to play at a higher level. If that's an opportunity to be capped at international level, if that's an opportunity to play in the first team, or in some of the cases, some of the lads have won across the water. So either way, what we want to do is we want to bring them in. We want to coach them well. We want them to enjoy the whole experience. We want them to develop as players and as people. And then we want them to play at a higher level. And whatever level that they go at, obviously depends on their commitment and work rate and their desire to move on, because when they all come to a certain level, it's about those three qualities that push them on and on to playing senior football in regards to either in England or Scotland or in the National League.
So Finn Harps and Galway United, the under-17 semi-final tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Is it at Eamon DC Park?
It is, yeah, absolutely. So it's a good opportunity to play. The lads haven't played there before, so the pitch should be good, and it's a good stadium, and it's a good, you know, it's a good platform for them to go out and show their skills, yeah.